Finishing.com, the homepage of the finishing industry, presents the Metal Finishing Industry Update Podcast.
Hi, this is Kate Miner with update number 187 for the week of November 1st, 2010. Here are excerpts from the NASF Regulatory Alert dated October 27th, 2010. Item: stirring opposition from national environmental groups, EPA has formally published in the Federal Register its proposed air emissions standards for hard and decorative chromium electroplating and chromium anodizing tanks. The proposed includes a technology review and residual risk assessment for the surface finishing processes. Chromic acid etch processes were not included in the rule. The pending regulation does not impose any new chromium emission limits in addition to already strict existing federal controls, but does include several new housekeeping requirements and an industry-supported phase-out of perfluoroctyl sulfonate-based fume suppressants used to control chromium emissions. As part of its residual risk assessment, EPA concluded that chromium emissions from these sources do not present an unacceptable risk to the public. EPA has been considering using a very conservative residual risk model that relies on very high default emission estimates rather than actual sampling data to assess potential impacts of finishing operations. NASF Government and Industry Affairs was successful in demonstrating to the White House and EPA that the agency's modeled estimates were factually in error and based on outdated emissions data. The actual chromium emissions data from surface finishing operations demonstrated that the existing chromium MACT regulation had effectively reduced chromium emissions. Despite NASF's demonstration, EPA has specifically requested comments on whether the conservative residual risk model should be used to drive standards beyond hard controls and mist suppressants already in use by the industry. Washington-based Earth Justice, a major environmental group, has announced it will oppose the science-based proposal. NASF is drafting significant comments for submittal to address the residual risk issues and the proposed regulation. Comments on the proposed regulation are due on December 6, 2010. Item: since the European Chemical Agency proposed to add boric acid to a list of substances of very high concern, 11 additional chemical substances have been nominated to the list for potential restriction under REACH. These new substances include chromic trioxide, chromic acid, dichromic acid, cobalt sulfate, cobalt dinitrate, cobalt carbonate, and cobalt diacetate. Other substances used in the surface industry, such as boric acid, cobalt dichloride, potassium chromate, potassium dichromate, sodium dichromate, are already included on the candidate list. Substances of very high concern on the candidate list are subject to notification requirements pursuant to REACH. For more information on this NASF regulatory alert, please contact Christian Richter at 202-257-0250. Here's the calendar of events for November. On November 1st, Metal Finishing News Mass Finishing Workshop will take place in East Midlands, England. On November 1st through the 5th, the AESF Foundation Electroplating and Surface Finishing Certification Course will be held in Los Angeles, California. On November 2nd through the 4th, Metal Finishing News Shot Peening Workshop will take place in East Midlands, England. Also on November 2nd through the 4th, the Chemical Coaters Association International will host a new Finishing Technologies Pavilion at FabTech International and AWS Welding Show in Atlanta, Georgia. On November 3rd, the Indianapolis branch of the AESF will sponsor the NASF Environmental Symposium at Crown Plaza Indianapolis Airport in Indianapolis, Indiana. On November 8th through the 11th, Metal Finishing News Shot Peening Workshop and Trade Show will take place in Singapore. On November 9th, Metal Finishing News Mass Finishing Technology Workshop will also take place in Singapore. On November 10th through the 12th, Spray Finishing Technology Workshop, presented by Binks and DeVilbiss and sponsored by Owens Community College, will take place in Toledo, Ohio. On November 11th, the Orange County branch of the NASF will have a dinner meeting in Orange, California. Also on November 11th, the Palmetto branch of the NASF will tour Scoville Plant in Clarksville, Georgia. And finally, on November 11th, the Grand Rapids branch of the AESF will have a dinner meeting at Brand's Restaurant in Grand Rapids, Michigan. On November 16th, 23rd, 30th, and December 7th, the AESF Foundation will conduct a web-based salt spray course. On November 16th and 17th, the Surface Finishing Academy will hold an Introduction to Anodizing workshop in Jupiter, Florida. On November 17th, the Metal Finishing Association of Southern California will have their continuing education seminar at Stevens Steakhouse in Commerce, California. And on November 18th, the MAMF will hold their annual Train the Trainer training at Meadowlands Plaza Hotel in Secaucus, New Jersey, and have a joint meeting with the AESF at La Regia in Secaucus, New Jersey. And for more information on all of these upcoming events, please click on the calendar on our homepage. Well, that wraps up the podcast for this week. Until next time, thanks for joining us.